It's time for the little known black history fact. We celebrate black history every day on the TJMS. Maggie Lena Walker, the first black female bank president, and much more. First black female president of a bank was 1864. Maggie Lena Walker was the first black woman to become president of a bank. Ms. Walker's achievements certifies the legacy of empowering African Americans. Was born on this day in 1864 in Richmond, Virginia. As a schoolgirl, Walker joined the Independent Order of St. Luke, a black fraternal, social, and financial organization. Ms. Walker founded the order's newspaper and created programs to advance opportunities for blacks in Richmond. Ms. Walker opened the St. Luke Penny Savings Bank in 1903.
Yeah. You only get your money out between 1 and 1:30. Okay, see you tomorrow. Bye.
She probably had three other jobs.
Look, I've been to a black bank owners. Okay, all right. I know how it goes.
Have you had your money? Yeah,
I keep money. I will always put a little money, not a lot, not all of it, but a little.
Because you can't get it up
between 1 and 1:30. Okay, bye. On Thursdays.
Ms. Walker kept the bank open through the Great Depression. After merging,
that's how you keep a business
that's
going.
That's how you keep it going, man.
That's how she merged.
Keep it open by keeping it closed.
You ain't never seen a black bank with a drive-through window, huh?
Ms. Walker kept the bank open through the Great Depression after merging with two other banks to form the Consolidated Bank and Trust Company. Although hampered by diabetes, Ms. Walker led the bank until 1929 and served as its chairperson until its passing. She passed away at age 70 in 1934. Read more about Maggie Lena Walker, the first black female president of a bank.
Today's not Thursday, okay?
On blackamericaweb.com.
My hours are between what? 1 and 1:30.
Yes, ma'am.